the ongoing series of different Yoruba Gavata. Maybe the old start of it, I don't know where we're holding, but there's the core concept of brachas. I want to go through a piece over here in the Maral. It's in the Siva Veda, and it's a very important piece to deal with many of the nekudas here. The Peir Ketz of the Varchim, Tanur Abanan. Us, it's on page 282. This is from the Chiddush Maral on brachas, with permission from the author to. And then Rabbi Yudah Mishmul says, "Kol nenem olam hazav brachos kilem katshes shemayim," and so on. So the whenever the Gemara uses terms to describe how good or bad something is. So Lamasha, like here, that is kilu, that is nene, he's mal, and therefore it's he should learn brachas, he shouldn't vola de meila. He says it's like nene mikotche shemayim. We have to understand that the mashal is not just whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, we just sort of picked out it's a good thing or a bad thing. Chazal found the inyan of meila, whatever it is, and the similarities of how a person goes about avoiding meila to be parallel in both. It needs what the Maral is doing is trying to explain what is the kasha other than it's a bad thing. In other words, it's not just another synonym for the bad. And he says another thing. So generally, just kind of in a big picture, you're being nene from something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you need to do something about it. How does the pidyon work? How is the bracha the piece that actually is moitzit from a meila? Now, be'emes, he's going to deal with the etzem concept of pidyon. Pidyon is a very hard thing to understand. If something is Usser, something is kadosh, how is paying money for it do anything for it? What's the musig? All of kachim, almost all of kachim, has the element of pidyon to it, and many other things, maise sheni. How exactly does pidyon work? Why does money take care of the problem? Vihine yesh chaladas ki chol kedusha yoytz lechon de pidyon v'zeh. So the Maral puts down here your side in understanding a Kedusha and Pidyon and so on. Most things, and he'll speak about the exceptions soon or later, Kedusha is an entity that rides on top of something that's choil. Whenever we have something that's kadosh, it's not, or many times, it's not as if the object itself is kadosh, but rather because it contains kedusha. It's a vehicle for kedusha. So what I need to do is be able to transfer the kedusha to something else. If the money itself, Lamashal, somebody has Maisa Sheni, and I'll explain the difference between true Maisa Sheni soon, but if somebody has Maisa Sheni, so it's not the Maisa Sheni itself that's Kaddish. The Maisa Sheni is a vehicle for Kedusha. Because it's Maisa Sheni, it's containing a certain Kedusha. When you do a Maisa of Pidyon, what you're accomplishing is you're retaining the Kedusha. The Kedusha did not get... the Kedusha did not get destroyed because you gave it a fitting alternate vehicle. And that's how pidyon works. Pidyon is not because you gave money, so therefore, you know, if you give money, you get kapara. It's because you gave it a hechatimtza for it to bechal on something else that transfer can happen. We find, Lamash, the things that are kodesh with Kedusha's haguf, you can't be poda. So if something is roiyed to be a carbon, it is a carbon, it's chadish a carbon, you can't be poda. Because over there, the kedusha wasn't a kedusha on the object, but rather the object itself was kadosh. Masha einkein, if it's only kedushas dami, let's say it has a mum. So money is never the thing itself. Money is contained in the object. So if I transfer it to different domim, then I can create pidyon. The word pidyon means, it's like when I liberate something. It means something was in a framework that was not natural to it, and it was being held someplace, and I now transfer it to some other place that might be roye for it. That's the metzias, that's the mahalach of pidyon, and it applies to kodesh as well. Even though trum bikurim, there is no pidyon. Dove zinyanach, that's something else. Ki trumo bikurim yesh bem dove miyuchad. Ki ktushosam hu mitzad shem pri ha'aretz. Olefikach leishayach zepidin klal. Truma and pidyon and bikurim, they grew from the ground. There's a certain element. Truma is the rachis, bikurim is the rachis. So in a sense, that itself, that it's the pre itself that is the rachis. This is in bikurim. It's easiest to understand. In bikurim, this is the first. So it's not the pshat that there's a kedusha that happened to find this fruit. The rachis is kadosh by itself. Truma is a little bit more mechanical. You can pick whichever rachis you want. But what you're designating this is as the rachis. Meiser is not a din in the chayfetz. Lorai, it's mutter. It's mutter. It's something which a mechuyev to give it, to take it to the Beis Hamikdash and to eat it there. So meiser is something that I am taking a tenth of the tvuah. It's not the pshat that this is a particular. There's no meiser means a tenth of. It's sort of, this is 10% of my fruit I'm taking to Yerushalayim to eat. Bikurim and Truma are chalois on the chayfetz, like Kedusha Saguf. That's the difference. Ki Truma Bikurim yesh from Dov Meyuchot, ki Kedusha Sem Tzashayim Pri Oretz, ol Fik Lashav Zer Pidyan Klau. Amayse Shein Evda Tervai Avgav Shem Pri Oretz, en Chalalem Rak Shem Kedusha Bulvat. Mipnei Kach Sivet Zamayse Shein Evda Chol Masar Oretz, Mizer Oretz, Kedush Lashem. So basically what I did was I took a chelik of my tvua, or I took that tervai and I made it kadosh l'Hashem, so I can transfer it to something else. Now he says, umipnei shekol ha'olam Hashem yisborach shubaras ha'koil v'chol dov shekadosh baruch hu kodesh mekol kadoshim. So everything that we start off in the Bria has a certain kedusha in it, because everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was for a tachlis. Let's redefine the word again, kedusha. We've spoken about it many times. The word kadosh, in its core definition, is designated. So something that's hegdish is designated for Beis HaMikdash. A woman that's mekudeshes is designated for the husband. The kadosh means something that's been designated for something. Even kedusha means that either she's designated for snus, like the shitas, that the only time you're over by a kedusha is if she's mufker, so she's dedicated, or it's one of those words that has the opposite meanings, like sharesh, like lashrish and sharesh, and so on. So he says like this: everything in the world is a carrier for kedusha because of the element; it has a tachlis. Nothing in this world comes without a tachlis. So everything in the world has a tachlis, and therefore it has the kedusha mikoyach, the fact that it contains a tachlis. Ve'ein alecha loyma ki afshe brama areil Hashem yisparach ei mesham shaklum. Maybe you'll make the argument that, well, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the fruits. Loy ki moishar kachim shem mesham shavod asay yisparach kachem kodesh, aval ein shem zem chol yisparach. You'll ask me, okay, the chelik that's supposed to be my sesheni has an avodah beis hamikdash. The chelik that's supposed to be netervai is netervai. But the regular orange or apple that's grown here in the field, where's the tashmish of kedusha? Everything in this world has a tachlis, and the tachlis is in some way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing in the world that does not have a tachlis. Some of the things are directly associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they're at that final stage of avoda, but everything else is somewhere in the hierarchy, in the pyramid of Avodas Hashem. So he says, Kimin anevroim kulam umbiosam nira kvoid maisav. V'lochein akol koida shem yisrach moshako tshashamayim shehei mishamayim shazak shemayarnu. Avo, kashibor akol kvodo. V'hu makas Hashem v'hapol yoro. Let's talk about this a second. We have the thing that's called Pirkei Shira. And it Pirkei Shira is what each animal is saying and so on and so forth. So it says in the Kadmonim already that the word Oimer, as used in Pirkei Shira, you know, what does the dog say, what does the cow say, what does the cat say, it doesn't mean that the cat sits and says something. Maybe it does, but it's not. That's not the meaning. Oimer means what is being stated in the bria of a dog, in the bria of a cat, in the bria of a tanagol. In other words, what's it telling us? Telling us not in the sense of saying, but each bria is a vehicle of an amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk that went into each bria is expressed in the nivra. So when I take a look at a Tarnagoilus and I ask myself, a Tarnagoilus expresses what? So just like Lahavdil, if a person walks into, if a person sees painting, an important painting, so you look at the different elements of the painting and you say to yourself, what is this trying to do? And what's this trying to do? And how is this meant? What is this meant to express? I look at everything. I look around at the bria, and every single, there is nothing that's not expressing a nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. It's both are true. Mitzad the world, every nivra is significant. Every nivra has a place. And today, because we're able to analyze so much data, we realize how important, how true it is. All the famous studies about how eliminating one mosquito destroyed an entire island's ecology and so on. That's one framework for it. The second framework for it is everything is a hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed. The Gemara says we could have learned tznias from a chatul and we could have learned and so on and so forth, gezel from the mala. All of these in Yonim are, the truth is every animal is saying something. Some are easier to discern, some are less easier to discern. So there's no such thing as a nivra that's not Bessim stating something. I want to hone down this point, because this point is an important point. It's not the pshat for us. A person prepares a very chashuv suda, an event. A person is making an event and he's preparing a suda with the house or everything like that. I can't walk around and nitpick every single thing. Why did he do this here? Why did he say what did he say? Because that's what it looks nice. Looks nice when you have the table stuff here, table stuff there, and this and that, the other thing. I can say some things, but they're not called. Our actions are not real statements. They don't state things with a loud voice. We do things. A person writes a legal document, every word that he put in there was a lot of thought. Why did he use this phrase instead of this phrase? Why did he add this exception? Why did he not speak about this case? And so on. The assumption is everything is an expression of some sort of chshivas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, there's no leidav reikhu. There's nothing in the world that is reik. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something, he spoke. The ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every nivra, there's an amir of every nivra, and b'meila, we ask ourselves on every nivra that we see, what is its amira? So when a person finds an orange on a tree, it's not to happen to be oranges around. Every orange is a vehicle for some expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, everything has covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it's a carrier for Kvoidei. Kvoidei simply means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression. A kvoid is, we think of kvoid of, you know, sitting back and enjoying people saying nice things about us. That type of kvoid is not, it's not an experience that we share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not it. Kvoid means a demonstration. So if I walk by someplace and I see everybody's running and whatever and so on and so forth, somebody's coming. So it shows me, when I see the preparation for what's going on, it shows me that something very, very, it gives me a sense of the person. I see that everybody's moving away, and everybody's running, and everybody's coming, and everybody's all in a tizzle. So I know there's something happening here. Everything Hashem Baruch Hu created is an expression of something, and that's why it's l'chvoidei. V'umak Hashem Baruch Hu pol yodav. The only intelligent things we can say about Hashem Baruch Hu is from the nevraim that we see. Shrei noisen hoidor ala pri shenivru, hine dovazer kovad Hashem Baruch ganke. Dehainu habrocha ala pri shabro'o. Olekach yoitza pri l'chulin, kash odno yisa brocha Hashem Baruch Hu shabroisoi, ki zet muaseh. In other words, the musig of being paida de kedusha is because when I take the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod that was associated with the orange, and I express it through a bracha, I've moved it into, I've given expression to that kavod through my statement. Well, toima ka paida tzach lois ob chaymish. Maybe they ask me, somebody who's paid that needs to ask a chaimish. Bevari moisif chaimish. Kakovich elben odomu yisima shegilov, kashakoil livel choidoi ad chaimishu. Let's talk about this also. It's not a nitpicking question. I mean, he's asking, well, the halach is yet to air a chaimish, so where's he airing a chaimish? It sounds just kind of very technical. I mean, you're talking about technical halach and this and that. Airing a chaimish is something that, To move something around for my need is to denigrate it. Le Marshal, everyone understands that the king sits on a throne and it's very hush and fine. Let's say I go with the king and I say, you know, I'd like to sit in that corner. Would you mind moving over the throne a little bit to the side? That would be a bizayin and a melech, because, yes, I'm keeping him the throne, but I'm showing that I can move the throne around for my tachlis. Does it have any tachlis? No. It's just, for me, it's more comfortable if somebody once came, a chav of mine, who was very American, very, and also a little bit Israeli, but he didn't understand the nuances of nechbadas, and his father had been close to Rafutna, so he wanted to get a kashrut with Rafutna. He was learning in a yeshiva, not near Shlaim, somewhere up north, and he called Rafutna and asked him if he could come see him before Rosh Hashanah. Rav Hutner was very makber nechbadus and covered in slavatkim halach, and he said, when would you like to come? So he said, Wednesday. So he said, why Wednesday? He says, well, I have my babi and my auntie in Yerushalayim anyway, and I come visit him, I figured I'll drop in Rosh Hashanah also. So he said, you can come any day but Wednesday. He said, I'm not on the list with your babi and with your auntie. So if you feel it's important to come, come. But as a sidekick, I don't occupy that position. It's funny because that he was so upset. And so at some point he realized, he realized the problem was saying it, not doing it. He should have said Wednesday there's no shir in yeshiva, there's finishing a sugya. Should have found something bekavadik. But at any rate, what do I mean? I take and I say, okay, I want to have this particular bread. It has a problem. I say, Shane, okay, my Shane, you go to this bread. The word kavod means something is weighty. It doesn't move quickly. You don't push it around. When I'm moisif to it, so the pshat is, it's not the pshat that it was good for me, the Tosefes Kedusha by putting it on something else, I'm being Moisev al HaKodesh. So it's L'chvoidah, it's a Tevasis. If I tell the king, you know, this is a very dangerous spot, there are snipers here, it's cold over here, it's hot over here, move here, then it's not the Peshat because I want to sit there, it's L'chvoidah L'Toyel L'Toyel L'Toyel. Huh? Good question. Okay. But Al Kapanim, you know, I mean, you could extend. It's not so terribly difficult to answer, but it's a good point. I'll tell you what about the Chaimish. At Chaimishu. Can you run after him Hamisha? Shootim or Kovim, Daim, Saimchi, Balachaim, Vodom, Adre Hamishis, Gachimis, or Kol, Kmer Hamishis. Odom, in other words, when an orange has Kvoit Shemayim on it, it's Kvoit Shemayim, but it's not expressed as sharply as when a person expresses a bracha. So the sharpness of the bracha is that which gives it its expression. It's better the orange. If the orange has to stick around in Pirkei Shira, it's one type of display of Kvod Yisbarach. If a person takes it and you divarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a much higher darga. Vasheva vakoved min haadam al kol ponim uchamishis yosim min hasheva shu mishar nevroim shadam umaskil v'zeo madrigi chamishis yosim min balchayim mikolshki mishar nevroim. So he's sort of, it's another darga in the world of fifths, it's another darga. V'yesh lalav m'chachma, one more nekuda, another oid b'chachma. Ki mish enen m'olam hazal b'rebrocha ki lomal v'zeh. So one pshat he gave, one oifin that he gave understanding it is, the concept of kedusha, riding on objects, and the concept of by taking and giving another vehicle, and a more chashuv vehicle, to the Kvod Yisbarach, it now becomes appropriate to be nanifanting itself. Umeacha shuel Hashem Yisbarach shayach el hakoil shein kedusha v'kodesh shekol dover shuel Hashem zol kodesh v'shemayinu olkach ha'olam shu shaloi hu kodesh gam kein. Let's first be marked in what he's saying here. It's a deeper nekuda. We're very used to a phrase called Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch, Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish is good, and Baruch is good, and who is good? And so it's like three good words for Kaddish Baruch Hu. The truth is, the Goyen says, when the Goyen in Nagadah speaks about it, when he was speaking about Shem Yichud and so on, that Kaddish and Baruch is together is a Yichud of HaKaddish Baruch Hu. And let's explain what that means. When we talk about HaKaddish Baruch Hu as being Kaddish, and we talk about him as being Baruch, it's actually an oxymoron. The word Kadosh means restricted, beyond. It's the distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Kadosh is. When we speak about Baruch, Baruch is in Lashon Ribui. So Kadosh is that which is beyond. No hashpa, he's beyond our hasag and tfisa. Baruch is a ribuy of hashpa to us, the connection to us. And both are true of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. The chibur of the two together, of Kadosh and Baruch, is the most significant statement we can make, being mechaber these two in yarem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, The pre mitzar atzmoi is kaddish, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's really, we have nothing. We didn't make it. We didn't create it. It's all it all is kaddish to start with. When a person makes a bracha, he opens up the gateway that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia to Adam. Let's translate it into a little bit of a different language, and we'll have maybe an easier time with it. Imagine somebody comes to me and wants to take an object that belongs to me. I'm going to be quite upset. It's mine, and the person is violating my sense of possession. It's, you know, mechateisa. if the person comes to me instead and he says, you know, you're such a big Bal Rachmim, such a big Bal Tzedakah, and you care about people, and this person's in need, or I'm in need, or whatever it is, could you please give me, and so on and so forth, I don't have a problem with it. It's not too much money. Why not? Because he's not contesting my possession. He's directing his request towards my benevolence. And that's a meter of mine. And it fits with my benevolence. I don't want somebody, when somebody takes something without asking permission, or bullies his way to my possession, that's contesting my ownership. When someone appeals to my sense of rachamim, that's another meat of mine that I believe in. I want my things to be mine, and I want to give and be mashpia. So when a person makes a bracha, the bracha removes the kedusha, because baruch is the gateway out, and whereas kadosh I need to respect as being a kadosh baruch hu's. The baruch is where Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants him mashpia. Ach, kasher noisein bracha la pri she'oichol, mitzad bracha sheyizbarach, baruch lekachu mashpia berchosu la'acha v'yoytza la'acha. Ki zein baruch shu mashpia la'acha. Uvazei yoytza pri l'chul me'ashem esu ma'ashu shacha. I've tapped into the midah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanting to mashpia to the other. So that's its heter to go to someone else. So Moral has here two mahalchim. We'll just review the mahalchim. Two extraordinary mahalchim in understanding something which is really a core activity. I mean, making brachas is a core activity of what we do. The first one is the understanding that everything in the world is a kli for kvod shamayim. And it starts as being a Dover Kaddish, because everything that was Nivra was the Kvaidi Nivra, and you know that's its the content. We can exchange it when we take that covet, when we take that and we enunciate it. So as people declaring it, we definitely are being Mala B'Kaddish, and therefore it's a Mila. Whereas when we and therefore it's a bechin of pidyon, because the expression of kedusha has gone from something inanimate merely possessing it passively to human being expressing it, verbalizing, articulating it. That's his first mahalach. His second mahalach is deeper, and it deals with two midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kadosh and baruch. Kaddish is the meter of Kaddish Baruch Hu that is beyond us, restrained from us, and that's one meter. And that meter requires that I respect the fact that everything is Kaddish Baruch Hu's koine hakoil, that he possesses everything, everything is his, and not shayach to me. And if a person takes it just stam, it's just like if you violate somebody else's possessions, it's the same thing. Whereas when a person starts with a baruch, when a person making a bracha, he's saying, now that I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you have here, I know that it's your ratzon to be mashpiyad, and I'm taking it mikoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah vashpa. So the baruch atah is the opening up the way to use it mikoyach the baruch. So I'm converting the kaddish to baruch. Kaddish Baruch is in Kedusha, you start with Nekadesh, and they say Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo and Yimloch. I mean, Kaddish Baruch is an extraordinary tziruf of two almost opposite midas of Kaddish Baruch Hu, but we need to think of Kaddish Baruch Hu simultaneously with both midas. And when you make a bracha, what you're doing is you're taking something, acknowledging its Kedusha, and appealing to the baruch for it to be able to be used, and so on and so forth. Yes, the latest is Richas and Zonrak. We'll hold it here. This is important as it is. Okay. Oyma means, what is he stating?